to turn to Luke chapter 10, very familiar passage. We'll read verses 25 through verse 37. Luke chapter 10. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, tested him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? He said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answering said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Jesus answering, said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him, and he passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. When he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, Take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three, thinkest thou, was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Contained, of course, in these verses is what is known as the parable of the Good Samaritan. We see the actual parable in verses 30 through verse 35. In verses 25 through 29, we see why, what led Christ to speak this particular parable. And in verse 36 and 37, Christ makes application to the parable. But in this message, we want to simply focus on the actual parable, verses 30 through verse 35. A parable, of course, is a word picture teaching and illustrating a particular or certain truths. And as in all parables, Christ paints a very instructive word picture in this parable, and a great variety of messages can be preached from the parable, and many applications can be made. But today we want to observe what Christ paints here for us, make application to both the unsaved and the saved. The parable begins, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. The road that this man was traveling, we will call the Jericho Road. On this road, we have several characters. We have this certain man. We have the thieves. We have the priest. We have the Levite. And we have a Samaritan, a certain Samaritan. I want to speak this morning on the Samaritan that walks the Jericho Road. The Samaritan that walks the Jericho Road. Christ presents to us a picture of a certain individual. He is simply called a certain man. And it is in this certain man that we see the condition of every unsaved sinner. And we see the fate that every saved sinner has been rescued from. We also see in this certain man the condition that even the saved can succumb to by getting away from the Lord. But notice concerning this certain man, his direction is described. He went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. So we see this man, and he is going away from Jerusalem. Jerusalem, of course, was a beautiful city. It was the place of worship. It was the place of happiness. It was the place of peace. It was the very city of God. He's going away from Jerusalem, and he's heading to a place called Jericho, which, of course, is a place of doom. It is a place of curse, a place of damnation. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, the road that was between these two cities. It was basically a rocky gorge. It was a steep, winding, descending road, descending approximately 3,600 feet in 17 miles. And there's this man. He's traveling downward toward Jericho. There he is. He's descending down, down, down on a very treacherous slope that is really winding further and further and further from Jerusalem. Further and further and further from God. And getting closer and closer to Jericho. Getting closer and closer to ruin. Getting closer and closer to destruction. And if you are here today and unsaved, this is you. This is you at this very moment. And for you and I that are saved, may we never forget, this is the direction that we were going before we were rescued. This is the direction that we were headed. The road from Jerusalem to Jericho was an extremely dangerous road. It was a life-threatening road, a very frightening place. And in those days, it was called the Bloody Road because of all the thieves and because of all the robbers that hid along that road. Again, this is a picture of every unsaved sinner. No one travels a more dangerous road. No one travels a more threatening road than the unsaved sinner. If you're here and unsaved today, you travel a very dangerous road. It is a road that leads to the eternal wrath of God. It is a road that will end in eternal destruction. It is a road that can end in eternal destruction at any moment. The unsaved sinner travels a very frightening road. If you're here and unsaved, you travel this road. At any moment, you can take your last breath, and you will then fall under the eternal wrath of God. You are on a dangerous road. You are on a very threatening road. You and I that are saved, we were rescued from this road before we got to Jericho. And we pray today that if you're on this road, that God would rescue your soul before you reach the end of that road, which is Jericho, which is hell. Notice also, we see the direction of this man. We see this man is overtaken by thieves. Verse 30 again, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. The word fell there simply means that he was knocked and brought down by thieves. Thieves, of course, speak of enemies. A thief is an enemy. A thief is a hostile power. And we see that these thieves, I believe, are emblematic of Satan and sin. Satan and sin are the two greatest thieves. They are the most powerful thieves. They are the most dangerous. They are the most troubling. They are the most ruthless and cruel thieves that have ever entered into the world. This man has been overcome by these thieves. And if you are here and unsaved, this is you. You have been overcome by thieves. You have been overcome by the conquering power of Satan. You have been overcome by the conquering power of sin. And if you're here and saved, may we never forget this is where we were before the Lord rescued us from the Jericho Road. The third thing we see about this man is that he was stripped. He fell among three thieves, which stripped him of his raiment. So there he is, stripped. That is the result of falling among thieves. This man is stripped of whatever clothes that he wore. He is stripped of whatever it was that he possessed. These thieves, with cruelty and violence, took away everything. And we see him there. He's destitute. He's naked. He is exposed to the elements of that road. He has nothing. And he has nothing to offer to anyone. As we see him there, again, unsaved sinner, this is you. You have been stripped. Not stripped of your clothes. Not stripped of your material possessions. It's much, much worse. You have been stripped of the image of God. Stripped of the honor and the glory of living for God. So stripped that you have nothing to offer God. Nothing. There is not a single thing that you have that you can offer to God. And there you are. You have fallen among thieves. You are stripped. And now you are fully exposed to the wrath of God, with no ability to make yourself presentable to the Lord. Again, if we're saved, may we never forget this is where we were before we were rescued. Fourthly, we see this man has been wounded. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him. So look at him. He's been overtaken by thieves. He has been stripped by thieves. And there he is, lying there, and he has nothing. And he is injured. He has been disabled. And he is suffering. And again, unsaved sinner, this is you. This is a picture of you. But the picture does not do justice to your real condition. If we are saved, again, may we never forget this is where we were before we were rescued from the Jericho Road. Fifthly, we see this man was left in this condition. He went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among thieves. These thieves stripped him of his raiment. These thieves wounded him. And it says, and departed, leaving him half dead, which tells the extent of his wounds. But these thieves left him on the side of the road. They left him there with nothing. They left him there naked. They left him there wounded. He is bruised. He is bleeding. They left him there helpless. They left him there fully exposed to the dangers of the Jericho Road. And look at him. He's dying. He cannot bind up his wounds. He cannot arise. He cannot even crawl. He cannot seek shelter. He's where the thieves left him. And they left him there to die. The thieves left him in a terrible place. They left him in a place that is absolutely horrific. They left him in a very morbid place. And as you look at him there, unsaved sinner, this is you. It's a picture. And if we're saved, again, may we never forget, we were left. We were left. And we were dying before he rescued us. Coming to verses 31 and 32. We read of two other individuals who walked the Jericho Road that day. There was a priest and there was a Levite. These two individuals represent the whole law of God. Moral and ceremonial. When you think of the priest and the Levite in the Old Testament, you think about a system of religion. So these two individuals represent the law of God, and they represent religion. And these two individuals show us that the law of God and religion will not rescue you from the Jericho Road. The law of God and religion will leave you on the Jericho Road. You will die on that road. So as the man lies there on the side of the road where the thieves have left him. He's been overtaken by an enemy power. He has been robbed. As a result, he is naked. He has been wounded. As a result, he is helpless. He is all alone. And he is dying. And he has absolutely nothing to offer. And then we read, there came down a certain priest that way. And then we see that this priest got close enough to see him, verse 31. So perhaps this man is lying on the side of the road where the thieves have left him dying. And perhaps he can hear the footsteps of a traveler. And the footsteps are getting closer. And as the sound gets closer, no doubt hope is aroused in this man. Perhaps this individual who's coming will help me. And though the priest came close enough to see him, we read that he passed by on the other side. The sound of the footsteps were getting closer. But then all of a sudden, they were getting off in the distance until he heard him no more. And there he lies, robbed, stripped, wounded, alone, helpless, and dying. And may I say, no one dies more alone than the one who dies on the Jericho Road. They can be surrounded by their family, but I'm here to tell you they die alone. In this condition, the priest passed by on the other side. And this man who had been left there to die now realizes there's no hope in that traveler. That's what the law of God does. The law of God presents itself to the dying sinner and says there is no hope in the law for you. So as the sound of the footsteps fade in the distance, this man has come to the realization that there is no hope, there is no healing, there is no rescue to be had in the priest. In the process of time, we don't know how much time passed. But no doubt this man's condition is not getting better. And may I say, if you're here and lost, your condition is not getting any better. We read that a Levite, when he was at the place, that is, he came to the place where this man lie in his wretched and helpless and dying condition. And it says he came and looked on him. The priest, he saw him. He could see him in a distance and he passed by. But this man came closer than the priest did. And he looked on him. So this time, he not only heard the footsteps, he could probably feel the presence of this one standing there looking at him. And again, hope is aroused in this man. As he lie there in his helpless and dying condition with nothing to offer, again, he's probably thinking, this man is going to help me. This man is going to get me out of this place. Then come those words. Pass by on the other side. and all the utter helplessness and despair that this dying man now feels. The law of God and religion left this man where the thieves left him. There was no cure in the law of God. There was no cure in religion. And there is no cure today in the law of God. There is no cure today in religion. The law of God and religion will not get you off the Jericho road. Again, if you're here and unsaved, you've been overtaken. You've been stripped. You've been wounded by Satan and sin. Your condition is far, far worse than the condition of this man. And you've been left on the Jericho road. And you can say, I'm going to try and get better. And tomorrow you will wake up, you'll still be on the Jericho road. Well, I'm going to go to church. I'm going to get more religious. And tomorrow you'll wake up, you'll still be on the Jericho road. Because these two things rescue no one. Deceives many people, but rescues no one from the Jericho road. If you are placing your hope today in the law of God, if you are placing your hope in religion, you will die on the Jericho road. And there is not a worse place to die than on the Jericho road. A road that leads to curse. But then, after we see these three individuals, a certain man, a priest, and a Levite, we see four individuals, we see the thieves. Christ then presents the one who makes the difference. Both the priest and the Levite have passed by on the other side. And there he is, overcome by thieves. He has been robbed. He has been stripped. He has been wounded. And he is exposed to the Jericho road. He's all alone. He's helpless. He's dying. And he's come to realize, and we pray today, if you're here and lost, that you'll come to realize this truth, that there is no relief, there is no cure, and there is no hope in the law of God and in religion. So as you see him there, all hope is gone. Perhaps now he's filled with despair. But then we come to verse 33. And we read those wonderful words. But a certain Samaritan. Four words. But a certain Samaritan. Those four words provide hope for this man. Those four words provide hope for anyone on the Jericho road. The priest and the Levite, when they passed by on the other side, they not only left this man where the thieves left him, they really added to his distress in revealing that there was no hope in them. Then verse 33, but. in contrast to the priest, in contrast to the Levite, a certain Samaritan. Those words change the entire scene. This Samaritan is Jesus. And he walks the Jericho Road. Praise be to God that he walks the Jericho Road. And as he walks that road, he has saving power. He has delivering power. He has healing power. He has transforming power. But a certain Samaritan, there is hope. And there lies this man. He's been overcome, robbed, stripped, wounded, left to die. But all is not hopeless. Because we read these words, but a certain Samaritan. Now notice what he did. But a certain Samaritan, has he journeyed? Has he journeyed on the Jericho Road? Came where he was. So the man lying on the side of the road could not come to the Samaritan. So this Samaritan, traveling the Jericho Road that day, came where he was. An unsaved sinner, this is your only hope. This is your only hope. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was. Jesus, the one and only Savior of sinners, came to where he is. Jesus, God's remedy, God's solution, came to where he is. Oh, how thankful we ought to be that Jesus walks the Jericho Road. But a certain Samaritan, has he journeyed along the Jericho Road, came to where he was. Here is your only way off the Jericho Road. If you are here and unsaved, you travel this road. You are getting further and further and further from God and closer to eternal ruin every day. And your only hope is this one named Jesus who travels this road. If you are saved, may we never forget the day that this one came to where we were. May we never forget that day. Second thing we see is when he saw him, he had compassion on him. The priest saw him and passed by on the other side. The Levite came and looked upon him and passed by on the other side. But this man came where he was, he saw him, and he had compassion on him. He could see the man's deplorable condition. He could see that he had been robbed. He could see that he had been stripped. He could see that he had nothing. He could see his wounds. He could see that he was helpless, that he was in distress and despair, and he could see that he was dying, and he had compassion on him. That is, he looked upon him with a heart of love. He looked upon him with a heart of mercy and grace. And again, praise be to God, there is a merciful and gracious one. A loving one that travels the Jericho road. If you're here and unsaved, your condition is shameful. It's reprehensible. It's incomprehensible. But there's hope. Because there's one who walks the Jericho road, who has compassion, who has love and mercy and grace toward the sinful, toward the hell-deserving. If you're here and saved, may you never forget that he came where you were and had compassion upon you. So we see this man. He has come. He's at the location where the certain man had fallen. He looks upon him. And then it says he went to him. That is, he drew closer. And he went to him with intent. He went to him with purpose. He moved closer. And again, praise be to God, there's one that walks the Jericho road. He has the righteousness that you need as an unsaved sinner. He has the cleansing that you need. He has the forgiveness that you need. He has the reconciliation that you need. He has the peace that you so desperately need. And he comes to the individual who has been walking away from God, who has been robbed and wounded and left to die. And he draws close to him. And again, if you're here and saved, always be mindful. He came to you when you could not come to him. That's always the case. Then notice what else he did. So he's close to him. He's now down on the ground with this man. And bound, closed up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. He did not come to this man and say, "Hey buddy, how you feeling?" He could see his condition. "Why don't you come with me? Come with me." That's not what he did. He didn't give him an invitation. He didn't make him an offer. He got down on his knee and bound up his wounds. And that's what happens. If all it is today is that Christ has made his offer, and it's up to you to receive it, you'll never receive it. You'll never receive it. That is a vain offer. But the day he came to me on that Jericho road, he didn't come with an offer. But a certain Samaritan took of his own oil and wine. This man had no oil and wine. He had nothing. He's been robbed. This Samaritan. And think about a Samaritan, the enemies of the Jews. This Samaritan took of his own oil and wine. and began to close up this man's wounds. Only Jesus can bind up the wounds of sin. And praise be to God, there is one who walks the Jericho road who can heal the deep wounds of sin. Amen. If you're here and saved again, may we always be mindful that it was Jesus, not the law of God, not religion, not grandma and grandpa, not mom and dad. It was Jesus that came and healed your sin wounds. May we never ever forget that. It was all Him. I'm sure this man never forgot this Samaritan. Next we read, and He set him on his own beast. This Samaritan, who is Jesus, walked the Jericho road. And when it says that He set him on his own beast, that tells me that He's down and He picks this man up. He didn't say, "Sir, you need to get up and you need to get on this mule over here." No, He set him. He picked him up. He lifted him up from where he was and set him on his own beast. He lifted him from where the thieves had left him. Satan and sin will leave you in the ditch. They are not your friends. They will leave you, and they will leave you dying. But there is one who walks the Jericho road who can lift you from where Satan and sin have left you. And He can lift you from where the law and religion will leave you also. The thieves, Satan and sin, bring man into the depth of alienation and estrangement from God. They bring man into the depths of defilement, the depths of guilt, the depths of condemnation, the depths of darkness and bankruptcy and helplessness, and Satan and sin will leave you there. But there is one who walks the Jericho road, and He only can lift you from that place. If you're here and saved, again, may you always be mindful that it was Jesus. It was no one else. It was Jesus that lifted you from where sin had brought you and left you. An unsaved sinner, the only one who can lift you from the side of the Jericho road, the only one who can lift you is Jesus. There is no other. Then we read, and brought me to an inn, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. He not only came where we were, rescued us from where we were, but He brought us, took care of us. So here's this man, he's been set on, we'll say, a mule, and they go to the inn. How far away is the inn? I have no idea. How far along was this man on the Jericho road when the thieves came upon him? We have no idea. But however far that inn was, this Samaritan made sure that he didn't fall off of that animal. He was very careful to make sure that he stayed upon that animal. And he brought him to an inn. another message, but I believe this is a good picture of the church. And he took care of him. And I'm glad that God not only brought me from the Jericho Road, but he set me in church as well. If you're here and unsaved, you are this certain man who went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who was stripped and wounded, and they departed, leaving him half dead. This is you. But again, the picture does not do justice to your real condition. Your real condition is far worse. And the law of God and religion cannot deliver you from the Jericho Road. They were not designed to deliver you from the Jericho Road. But thanks be unto God, there is one who walks the Jericho Road, who has everything that you so desperately need. And how we pray that he would come to where you are today. And if you are here and you've been taken off the Jericho Road, may we always be mindful who it was that rescued our sinful and hell-deserving soul. Jesus. And we know many today that are on the Jericho Road. And we thank God that this one who came to us still walks that road. And he's their only hope. He's their only hope. There are multitudes traveling the Jericho Road. There are some here today that are traveling the Jericho Road. That road can end at any time. And when it does, it is eternal damnation. You don't want to die on the Jericho Road. Well, I'm healthy. Healthy people die every day. Well, I'm young. Young people die every day. Old people die every day. People of all ages, people of all conditions die every day. But one thing for certain, you do not want to die on the Jericho Road. But there is one. There is one and only one who walks that road, who has love, mercy, and grace toward those who walk that road and have fallen on that road. And he's the only one that can deliver you today. And that's Jesus Christ. If you're a lost sinner, you must come to the realization, just as this man did, the priest and the Levite did not help him. You must come to the realization that trying to do good will not get you off the Jericho Road. Coming to church will not get you off the Jericho Road. Religion will not get you off the Jericho Road. A lot of religious people walk the Jericho Road. A lot of religious people have died on the Jericho Road. Humanly speaking, a lot of good people have died on the Jericho Road. But it makes no difference. The end result is the same every single time. Jericho. But there is one who walks that road, and you need to be brought to the realization that there is no hope in anyone else, anything else, but this one named Jesus. He's your only hope. He's the only Savior of sinners today. So, unsaved sinner, you have hope, but it's only in Christ. And it's only while you have breath in your body. You take your last breath, and that could be any time. It could be before you get back to that door. It could be any time. Perhaps you'll live through this day. You'll wake up tomorrow, but you'll be one day closer to the end. You travel a very dangerous road, but there is Jesus, and He's your only hope. And we that have been saved, oh, how we ought to serve this one who came to where we were and lifted us up and carried us. You know, it says there that He took him to an inn, took care of him, and then it says, and on the next day. That tells me that He stayed up with him during the night, took care of him. And the Lord not only saved my soul, brought me from Jericho Road, but He's taken care of me ever since. And I ought to serve Him. I ought to love Him. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us a verse of song. Let's all stand.